This is GQDN for January 23rd, 2025. Yep, it's a Thursday. Woo-hoo. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious stuff. Delicious stuff. Get it. Get 25% off of your purchase by putting in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. Go get it. It's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, what are we going to talk about this week? And by stackup.org. What a great community it is. In today's news, we have an expansion pack for Pokemon. Pocket Pair News. What are they doing? And what games did underperform this year? Or this past year, I should say. By the way, stop guessing, people. We'll get to those in a minute. Because we begin today with what just dropped about 2.5 hours ago. Go my time. GameSpot.com says that 4 games were deep dived in the Developer Direct for Xbox. So, they started out with a big, big bang. Ninja Gaiden 4 was the big surprise, and that'll be coming out this fall. But Ninja Gaiden 2 Black is now playable? Really? So let's get into Ninja Gaiden 4 a little bit, because they did kick off the show, and they said, Team Ninja did say, that this will be picking up after Ninja Gaiden 3, and you are looking at a cyberpunk type game. Is yes, I did see all the trailers and stuff while working, of course, and they were looking at Tokyo in crisis, or in chaos as it is, and you have a new ninja protagonist that's named Yokomo, and he will take center stage. However, if you don't like that, Ryu Hayabusa is still a playable character, and that will be a major figure in the story. Now, that will be out on Game Pass later this year, but not just on Xbox. This is an Xbox announcement, but not just on Xbox. It'll be on PlayStation 5 and PC. That goes the same with Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, and that is a 2008 remake, and that is out right now. So if you want to play that, go for it. Go get it. Then they went into South of Midnight. Gave a nice deep dive for that one. And they said that amid all the stuff that you get to encounter, you get to play the game April 8th, South of Midnight. You're going to the Deep South on April 8th. And that'll be on Xbox Series X and S and PC. And of course, Game Pass. All of them will be on Game Pass. But GameSpot said that they'll be on different ports there as well. Such as Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. So if you like a little turn-based RPG, this might be for you. The game comes from Sandfall Interactive, and it'll be an old-school type JRPG. The game itself will launch on Xbox X and S, PC, PlayStation 5, and Game Pass on April 24th. Doom. The Dark Ages, yes. You heard that right. Got a nice little reveal, nice little trailer, a deep dive trailer. They did... When I say reveal, they revealed more stuff, such as the weapons and the trigger points and all that stuff. But that will be coming out May 15th for Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, PC, and Game Pass. Good stuff, good stuff. But what else could they be doing? Pure Xbox said that Xbox is hiring someone to lead an unnamed development team. And the project could be starting up next month. And that'll be over at Xbox Game Studios. Because they're looking for, quote, an experienced executive producer, end quote. Now, they're accepting applications for the role until late February. And the Post did say that they could be working in France, in San Francisco Bay and New York City metropolitan areas. Quote, Xbox is looking for an experienced executive producer, production leader, to join the game development team. In this senior leadership role, you will lead a game team to their peak performance, health, and well-being. As executive producer, words are hard, production leader, you responsible for delivering a quality commercially successful title, steering game development team to deliver polished, high-quality game experiences by ensuring the team has clarity, energy, and structure needed to be successful. There is a different range of applicable to specific work locations within San Francisco Bay Area and New York City metropolitan area. So what could they be working on? Well, it's not going to be Final Fantasy VII. According to GamesRadar.com, that game, talking about Part 3, will not be exclusive to PlayStation. Now, according to GamesRadar, the game has been under development for about the past 9 months now. And the producer, Yoshinori Kadase, was talking to 4Gamer, translations done by VGC, and he did say that the third game for the Remake trilogy will not be exclusive to PlayStation 6. Now, Remake was exclusive to PlayStation 4 before it came to PC. Rebirth was on PlayStation 4, but it's now on PC now. And according to GamesRadar, Square Enix has been working on Part 3 after Rebirth did end in March, April 2024. So they've been developing the game for about 9 months. So if you're looking for when the game could come out, it might take about another 3 years, 2028. And GamesRadar does think that the PlayStation 6 will be out by then, so we'll see if that does happen. So when the developer says it won't be just on PlayStation, I think they mean it. We'll see what happens within the next couple of years, though. However, that game's not a part of EA, because Pure Xbox did say that some of the major titles within EA did underperform last year. So there's a new financial report from EA via Pure Xbox, and the CEO, Andrew Wilson, was talking about the games. And they were talking about Dragon Age and EA Sports FC 25 on how it underperformed. Because he said that the company was expecting to return to fiscal growth next year. Now, EA Sports FC 25 was a non-FIFA branded football game, and it didn't do very well. No, it did not. So why didn't it do very well? It just underperformed. And Dragon Age The Veilguard did not reach expectations there as well, because they had about 1.5 million players in one quarter, which was down 50% from the company's expectations. So now they're looking ahead to 2026. We know who else is looking ahead, pretty far ahead. Gamatsu did say that Pocket Pair has established Pocket Pair Publishing, and they're ready to announce their first title with Surgent Studios. And they did announce that today. And that will be Pocket Pair supporting through development funding and assistance and publishing for independent developers and studios. So the first project will be Tales of Kenzira Zao from the developer Surgent Studios. The game is scheduled to release sometime this year. Pocket Pair's growing up a bit. Who would have guessed that? Oh, that's right, I said don't guess. Because a Red Dead Redemption 2 voice actor said, don't guess about the GTA 6 trailer's 2 release date. And that was Roger Clark up on Twitter. Because he said, quote, please stop guessing when GTA 6 trailer 2 is dropping. Please, you haven't the first blinking clue, and it's beyond obvious now. It is coming, though. We'll let you know what happens when it gets here. But now we hit the esports corner, because Esports Insider has the next two stories. Does have the EMEA Masters format breakdown. That comes from Riot Games. And they're saying that the EMEA Masters Winter will begin on March 17th, which will have 16 teams going after the title. The EMEA Masters Spring will have the same format as the Winter Stage, but within spring, there will be no fearless draft mode, and the number of teams will go up to 32. The EMEA Masters Summer will have a total of 44 teams, and there will be 3 slots given to each ERL and an additional one for the best performing league. But they will also have the last chance qualifier, where 16 teams will compete in a region protected group, so that way we find out with the four group winners that qualify for the Swiss stage. That'd be near the championships. Trace Esports could become the first team to qualify for Valorant. That is, the Chinese esports organization, Trace Esports, did qualify for Valorant Masters Bangkok. And that was following a big-time victory against Bilibili Gaming and VCT China with the upper bracket. That was done early in the morning hours. See, they had a 2-1 victory, and Trace Esports did make a back-to-back Valorant international events that followed the top 8 finish in Valorant Champions 2024. Very interesting. Well done to them. Oh, Medros, I know you got this on your phone. Pokemon TCG has a Pocket Space-Time expansion that'll be coming this month, and it is named the Space-Time Smackdown that will have Dialga and Palkia. They did announce that up on YouTube, but Pokemon TCG Pocket did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Are you ready? Let's get ready to rumble!" Hey, they said it. For the quote, "Making its way to your phones everywhere on January 30th, Pokemon TCG Pocket's newest digital expansion, Space-Time Smackdown. Go enjoy it. Should be fun." This is a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.